The islands that make up the Federated States of Micronesia were German colonies seized by Japan in World War I. Chuuk, also known as Truk, became a major base for the Japanese Navy, the so-called Gibraltar of the Pacific, and was heavily bombed during the Second World War. In 1979, the U.S. Pacific Trust territories of Yap, Chuuk, Ponape, and Kozrae formed the Federated States of Micronesia, which signed a Compact of Free Association with the U.S. in 1986 and achieved independence in 1990. Advocates of Chuukese independence argue that the most populous island does not receive a proportional share of funds, and they object to parts of the U.S. compact. Their goal is independence, followed by a new and better compact. In a video, U.S. Ambassador Robert Riley threw cold water on that. The compact arose from the unique circumstances that followed the war, he said. It is not something we will do again. Independence would mean a loss of $37 million a year in U.S. funds, the Coast Guard and many other U.S. agencies would leave, and Chuukese would lose the right to work and live freely in any part of the United States. Sabini Asor, chair of the Chuuk Political Status Commission, protested what he said was a sad and insulting effort to influence a local political process, and particularly objected to the ambassador's remarks on immigration. Many Chuukese live in Guam, Hawaii, and the mainland U.S., and the possibility of finding themselves in legal limbo is likely to be a major issue in next year's vote. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.